Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's good to have you join me today, and I thank the Lord that you made time in your schedule. Centuries and centuries ago, a man by the name of John Bunyan wrote a book called Pilgrim's Progress. And isn't that true? In simplest terms, our Christian walk is really a pilgrim's progress. It's a study in Christian growth and maturity, in simplest terms, as we go along life's journey. And if you will, I believe it really, to simplify things to the very basic terms, is that this progress hinges on our releasing self to the Lord. The ability, as John the Baptist put it in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, verse 30, referring to Jesus, he said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." You know, when I was a young girl at the age of 16, I determined my life's goals. And at that point in time, the first one was to search after truth. That may sound very noble, but that was sincerely and truly my heart's desire. And even though I had been raised in a nominal Christian home, I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus. And so when I got to be a teenager, I just said, I will never be in a church again. I just abandoned all the tenets of Christianity and my upbringing and made my home in Berkeley, California, to go to the University of California. And so, beloved, for 10 years, the Lord gave me freedom to search in all the ways of the world, to try to find significance and truth and satisfaction. Of course, one, you just can't do that. There's only fulfillment and joy found in a relationship with the Lord, because He created us. And as you've probably heard, there are those that have said there's a great big vacuum inside each one of us that can only be filled by the Lord. And even at that young age, though, before I was just met, you know, before I graduated from high school, I knew that in order to have a satisfying and a meaningful life, one had to be devoted to something bigger than oneself. And of course, I was right. That was the Holy Spirit, even then, ministering to me. So, what did John the Baptist say? He said, He, Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease. And beloved, I believe this is the hardest of all of life's challenges, to truly commit all of ourself, our self-will, to the Lord. And this was the greatest trial of Jesus' life when you think about it. He struggled in the garden, and He repeatedly asked His Father 3 times for that bitter cup to pass. He did not want to do in His humanity what His Father was asking Him to do, for the very reason that He was born in the world. He verbalized that. But what did He say? "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt." That's Matthew 26 and 39. And think about this. Undoubtedly, the greatest trial of Abraham's life, and he had many trials. I mean, God kept telling him he was going to have an heir out of his own loins, and, you know, he got to be 100, and it hadn't happened. But I think the greatest trial of Abraham's life was the sacrifice of Isaac. And praise God, he was able to surrender in faith to what God was asking of him. And you know, the marvelous reality, as we look at Jesus, as we consider Abraham, in that both of these instances that I've cited, their obedience brought not only fullness of blessing, in the life of Jesus and Abraham personally, but all of mankind. Look at the bigger picture. Through Abraham, the word says all the families of the earth were blessed, not just the Jews, all the families of the earth, because he was the father of the faith, father of the faithful. And of course, through Jesus and his ultimate sacrifice, mankind was redeemed and restored again to fellowship with his God. Now, how can we apply this to our own lives, beloved? Well, should we also not expect that the same blessings of obedience would follow if we're willing to be obedient and deny ourselves and put God's will first? Wouldn't we also expect the same blessings? You know, for the unsaved, Satan deceives them into thinking and believing that to serve God, that's a denial, that's a frustration of all they want that they think would make them happy. But if you've walked with the Lord, if you have a personal relationship with the Lord, we know and we understand that the only pathway that brings true fulfillment and satisfaction to the human heart is that of a relationship with the living God. You know, sometime back, I read something that Billy Graham once wrote, and it just really struck me and stirred my spirit. And what he said was, all sin is rooted in unbelief. Think about that. I mean, you might not, at first glance, you might say, well, no, how could that be? But think about it for a minute. All sin is rooted in unbelief. And so often, the sins that we commit that indulge the needs or the desires of self, they're actually rooted in the disbelief that somehow God is not willing or he's not able to provide for those needs and desires. So what do? We attempt to meet that need personally. And yet, beloved, you know, the scripture says that we're to just encourage ourselves with the coming of the Lord, the return of the Lord. Beloved, when we think about what eternity is going to be like, our time spent on earth is just such a brief vapor. It's such a short period of time in comparison to eternity, no matter if we live to be past 100. And all eternity will never unfold the vastness of his great love and mercy toward his children. And so my heart's desire, I'm praying for UCM partners, for myself, and for you, my radio family, that we will come to realize the joy and abandon that comes and the liberty from knowing the great goodness of God's desires toward us. And so I just sort of laid a foundation, but I'd like to share a message with you on trusting God's goodness. And to do that, I'd like to begin reading what I trust are very familiar passages of Scripture found in the book of Romans. And I'm going to start by reading Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Beloved, faith glorifies God, but doubt delights the devil. Now, let's look, continue reading in Romans, and I want to share Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that are, to them who love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. And I have to read verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Beloved, no trial would trouble you if you knew God's purpose in sending it. Where are you right now? Are you passing through a time of trial or disappointment? Are you just bound up and hindered by circumstances that just seem to be slowing your spiritual progress, quenching your zeal? Sister Glass, you just don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the problems I'm having with my spouse or my children or the situation on the job or my neighbors or whatever it would be, or even your own personal walk. You feel like you're just up against a wall. You're not going anywhere. Well, beloved, don't fret. Don't be upset. God has a wise purpose in allowing those obstructions to come your way. Let me share a little story I read once about a gentleman in England who was visiting a friend who had a stable of famous riding horses, and he noticed that one of those beautiful animals feeding in the pasture had a weight fastened to its leg, which prevented it from moving very easily. It hindered its motion. And so he asked, "Why did you put a clog on that fine horse?" And his friend replied, "I'd much rather do that than let him run free. He has a tendency to leap over fences and hedges, and he could permanently injure himself if he were not controlled." So the owner was actually using good judgment, even though the animal didn't like being restrained and his friend thought that he was being rather cruel. Beloved, so too God sometimes puts a tether on our lives to keep us from endangering ourselves or others. And have you ever asked, what possible good can come out of this situation? Well, beloved, I know I have at times. And the good of Romans 8:28 is answered in part by the glory of verse 29. Praise God. That's something to get excited about. We see that God has glory at the final end for his children. Well, I see my time has just flown by and we're just getting into this, but I just want to encourage you to trust the goodness of the Lord and his wisdom. He knows what he's doing in your life, even though you may not understand it. Thank you for joining me today. And if you are in a situation that you need the support of agreeing prayer, I mean, there are times that I really get under it, and it's a blessing to be called to call friends who can stand with me in prayer. And so I encourage you, the announcer will give our contact information, and know that I'll pray personally for you and send back whatever God gives to be an encouragement to your heart. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,